How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So the Yankees lost their first game of the season on Tuesday. Ryan was out at Hudson Valley getting some good interactions with the players over there and the personnel and, you know, having some good conversations. We're getting a lot more information on that in the coming days as he kind of sifts through all the work that he accomplished. And now we rebound and look at exactly what happened yesterday, where the concerns are. There are some. And look, we're 5-1. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Yankees are a bad team because they are certainly not a bad team. But there are some things that need to get better, and I think you can always get better. We were never going to be a 162-win team. Obviously, that's ludicrous, and the Yankees were going to lose at some point. Arizona Diamondbacks are a very good club. Made it to the World Series last year for a reason. Pitching is solid. Today is going to be another difficult matchup for the Yankees squad, but at the end of the day, there are some individual key players and some metrics I do want to discuss where things could improve. But Ryan, before we dive into it, how do you do today, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, I mean, obviously 162-0, the dream is dead. You know, I really thought we had a chance this year at it. You know, I was just really hoping for our first undefeated season in franchise history, but it'll have to wait another year. Maybe 2025 will be the year. But in all seriousness, I mean, the big takeaways from like the first kind of six games is, first and foremost, the plate discipline's a lot better for sure. But on the other hand, they haven't hit for power. Like, they're not doing any damage to the ball when they make contact, and that's a bad thing. Like, I don't want people to think that I'm saying that, like, they need to strike out 30 times a game and start, you know, swinging at the first pitch. But, man, you get a first pitch. Like Stan takes a fastball down the zone for strike three. Dude, swing at it. Like do damage. I'm not sitting here and saying it's bad to work the count. But, like, if it's 0-0 and I get a fastball down the middle, crush that pitch. Like, your major league hitters, if you're Aaron Judge, if you're Alex Verdugo, if you're Anthony Rizzo, if you're any of those guys, you've got to know how to do damage on the ball. Now, I understand they don't want to swing first pitch and ground into a double play when a guy just works a walk. That I understand. But the Yankees weren't just walking a ton after that first inning. Yeah, like, Gallen's command in the first inning was not good. He walked two batters. But after that, he walked one batter in the remaining five innings. Where is the situation where it's okay to take a first pitch fastball down the middle? Judge was missing 92-mile-per-hour fastballs over the heart of the plate. Like, dude, do damage. Get out in front and crush that ball. A lot of these guys are late on pitches they shouldn't be late on. A lot of the guys are hitting the ball in the air the other way, and it's not going very far. Like, let's just kind of be real here. Juan Soto can do that because Juan Soto has a generational eye and a generational hit tool. Most of the guys, if not, like, Judge can do it. Stan can, I don't know if Stan can do it anymore, but Stan physically can do it. That's three guys. The other six guys can't do that reliably. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, Rizzo, like, dude, drive the ball to right field. You are at your best when you're hitting the ball in the air to right field. We got to get back to that. For Verdugo, look, the glove's been good, but, like, same thing. Dude, drive the ball to right field. That is where you're going to do damage. You don't want to roll the ball over to second base. You don't want to hit a weak fly ball to left that isn't going to do anything for you. You know, if you're relying on defenses being sloppy and poor, like well-placed batted balls in order to win baseball games, you're going to get run through by some really good teams in the league. And you might go, well, they beat the Astros doing it. Yeah, in the regular season. We'll see how that works in the postseason. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably not going to work. You've got to be able to do damage on contact. So, you know, obviously Judge not playing well, Stanton not hitting well, Rizzo not hitting well, that's really killed them in the power department. But they've got to get themselves going on that front. I know that this is an organization that has valued power. This is not an organization that's veering away from hitting for power. They've got to find a way to kind of get their guys going on that front. And then the other concern, obviously, is Nestor Cortez. The stuff got worse than that start. Like, it was not a good start. It was an atrocious one. He battled after that first inning, but, like, you're okay with those starts sandwiched in between some really good ones, right? Like, when Gerrit Cole grinds through a start, you're like, that's why he's an ace, because he doesn't have it today, and he's still giving us outs. When you don't have it every day, you're not grinding through starts, you're just not pitching well, right? Like, that's when it becomes an issue. Early in the year, two starts, not going to start ringing alarm bells, not going to tell you that Cortez stinks, that you got to give up on Cortez, that he's got to do this and that. I've seen some people suggest doing an opener. You're not doing that because of two starts. I've seen some people suggest throwing in Luke Weaver. You're not throwing Luke Weaver as a starter because of two starts, right? Like, that's not happening. But, yeah, this is part of the evaluation for when, you know, Cole comes back and he feels good. He's supposed to start throwing sometime soon. There's no specific date on a throwing program, but he's going to be on the IL through the end of May, if I'm not mistaken, because he was placed on the 60-day. But yeah, like, I look at a guy like Nestor Cortez and say, I don't know if he's going to stay on this rotation long term, right? Let's compare Heald and Cortez's starts. Would you say Heald knew where the ball was going more than Cortez? Because I wouldn't say that. I would say Cortez and Heald both didn't know where the ball was going in those starts. And Heald threw 4 2/3 inning of scoreless baseball and could have gotten that fifth inning if they weren't having a pitch count for him. He was dominant. Like, he looked really good. When you have really good stuff, you could say, I don't know where this fastball's going, but if it's somewhere in the zone, I'm striking somebody out. I'm getting outs. Like, they're going to get underneath it. They're not going to hit it. He didn't really have his slider go. He didn't have his changeup go. He didn't get a single whiff on the changeup. And he struck out 3-6 batters. He basically went in there with just his fastball. So if you're Nestor Cortez, you know your stuff is worse than Luis Heald's. Your stuff is worse than Clark Schmidt's. Your stuff is worse than Carlos Rodon's. Your stuff may not be dramatically worse than Marcus Stroman's, but I view as Marcus Stroman as probably the safest bet in this rotation. He threw 100 pitches for a start. That's a great first sign that he's going to be no pitch restrictions, no inning restrictions, no buildup, none of that stuff. Go out there and shove. And he's a dog. You see, he actually really grinded through that start. Errors on errors on errors, dumb defensive plays throughout the diamond, and he just shoved. He stuck in that game, gave you 6 innings, saved your bullpen. That helps you with this 7-game road trip. And then I look at Rodon and say, you know, obviously pending today's start, I feel decent about him. His stuff looked really good in start one. I would like him to look a little more sound in start two. If he can give me like 5 or 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 or 2 earned runs, don't walk too many guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I would be like, that's Rodon. That's the vintage Rodon we saw in San Francisco and Chicago. But yeah, like right now, Alex, and I know this is a little bit of a rambly section, it's Cortez and it's the power. Those are the two things I look at and go, they got to start changing fast because we need to get we want to get the ball rolling. We want to be able to beat some of the really good teams in the schedule because you don't want to get buried early in your year.
Absolutely. You don't want to be buried early in the year. And look, let's talk about Judge for a second, because there are people, I saw some dumb, oh my God, like almost brain rotting question, like narratives on Twitter. Someone said we should send Judge back down to AAA. I was almost being scraped off the pavement. Yeah, when I saw that freaking tweet, the ridiculous grass sniffing mindset of that coming to fruition, it hurts. It hurts. It actually pains me. Yeah, let's send down Aaron Judge. Let's send down the best player at the offensive position in the game. Yeah, he's having a couple of bad games. Everybody does. Juan Soto's going to have a couple of bad games this year. Judge will have a couple of more. Glaber will. Volpe will, who's red hot. Mookie Betts will get cold at one point. It's part of the game. It's part of sports. You can't avoid a cold stretch. Aaron Judge is a key component in this team, let alone the fact that he's been an excellent defender to start this season. And the fact that he is there at batting third is an intimidation factor in of itself that goes into the equation. Now, Rizzo and Stanton, it's a whole different conversation, mainly Stanton, who just looks like he's blind up there at times. Rizzo, I think, will get hot as he gets a little bit more at-bats. You know, obviously missed the second half of last year, so I'm not surprised he's struggling to open this season. But Judge, it's a matter of when, not a matter of if. It's just going to take him a little time. You know, this is part of what batters go through. Some of them are red hot, like Volpe was in spring training and Juan Soto was in spring training, and they just ride right into the season. Judge was struggling a bit. He was dealing with the abdominal issue. They shut him down for a week. They shut him down for some time. And so I'm not surprised. He might even still be in a little bit of pain for all we know. You know what I mean? Like, he might still be fighting through that. So, you know, what is your early impression on Judge? Obviously, I'm not concerned about him whatsoever. If you think he should be sent out to AAA, I don't even know what to tell you.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I think kind of the entire, like, the number one thing we should kind of all wrap our heads around is it's early, right? Like, the same way the Yankees weren't going to win the World Series because they went 5-0 and they swept Houston is the same way where it's like, they're not bad or they're not, like, guys are not good or bad, have not had good or bad years yet, right? Like, nobody's had a good or bad year yet. Having a good start to your year, having a bad start to your year. You have a good or bad year at the end of the year. Like, we figure that out then. Granted, there are some guys who are so bad that we kind of know early, or some guys who are so good that we kind of know early. But, like, you don't know who has a good or bad year yet. Like, in entering August, Jake Barrett had a 120 WRC+. Right? Like, Anthony Rizzo through, like, May 31st, had, like, a 150 WRC+. You don't know who's having a good or bad year until the year ends. Look at Stanton in 2022. First half all-star, you know, mashing the baseball, 138 WRC+, dude looks like a stud, falls off in the second half. bad year, right? I mean, it happens. That you got to give it time. I'm going to give you a little bit of a like a easy breather stat for some of the people concerned about the power, because I certainly was. The Texas Rangers slugged 382 with a 88 team WRC plus in their first 8 games. That team, if you want to call them a bad offense, you know what I mean? If you want to say the Texas Rangers were a bad offense last year, you might need a little bit. And as for the Aaron Judge shut down the AAA thing, I mean, again, like I think this is the second time I'm doing this. Stay off the weed. Guys, I mean, what? I feel like we're talking people off the edge on April 3rd with a 5-1 baseball team. You know what I mean? Like, you don't win the World Series in April. You don't win the World Series in March. It was really cool to sweep the Astros. Great feeling, flying high, all that stuff. But if you win 4 straight, man, at some point we're going to lose 2 or 3. Or hey, we might even lose 4 straight. You know what I mean? That's baseball. That's life. Like that. If there's going to be ups and downs, you want to feel really excited and juiced when your team wins, because it's a fun feeling, right? And I get, like, there's the ups and downs. Like, yesterday was a bad game. No doubt about it. Just an ugly, sloppy baseball game. It was gross. It was boring. It was 12 o'clock. Nobody wanted to watch that crap. I was tired and moody. I imagine everybody else watching the game was extremely tired and moody. And the game ran too long. It wasn't even, like, one of those quick, like, you lost, but whatever. We're going to sleep at 11. You went to sleep late if you watched the game. Like, I get it. You're in a bad mood after the game. Completely understand. But, guys, we gotta like, start thinking here. And then kind of just to, like, get back to, like, talking about the team in a rational way. You know, let's just... The Yankees are not necessarily a team that you're going to look at and say, all right, this is a complete product right now. They don't have their ace. You look at, like, the guys you're concerned the most about are probably, like, the Stantons of the world, because they're coming off of really bad years, and they've been bad for about a year and a half, and they're continuing to play poorly. He had a really good spring training. I was encouraged. I kind of need to see him get it going soon, because Dominguez is going to be coming back at some point in the next month or two, and Dominguez is going to be a big addition to this team. So, you know, you start looking at some of the pieces they don't have right now, some of the pieces they could have in 2 months. Granted, the schedule being tough doesn't help them, but the Yankees, you know, this is an incomplete ball club, right? Like, the people you think are not good on this team may be good in 2 months. The people you think are great on this team may not be so good in 2 months, right? Like, if Oswaldo Cabrera goes into, like, a 3-for-30 slump, right, you're going to bench him. You're going to call for him to get benched. You're going to want LeMahieu back. You're going to want Birdie to play. Like, things are going to change. I just want people to understand it is a long, 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 such a long year. Like, I'm looking through, like, stats of the first 8 games of last year to kind of, like, look at anomalies. Travis Jankowski had, like, a 490 WRC+, right? Like, Adam Duvall had 4 home runs in his first 7 games. Gleyber Torres was the best hitter on the Yankees. Trying to look at, like, some bad hitters who ended up having good years. Tristan Casas had a damn good year, 22 WRC+. Alex Bregman had a damn good year, 16 WRC+. Just, like, dogs. These are really good players. Marcus Semien had a 40 WRC+, and you know he had a really good year. Bellinger, 56 WRC+. He had a 130 WRC+ that year. So, you know, just give it time. Guys who are really good are going to play well. Guys who are having good years to open up that aren't that good are going to cool down. Like, I mean, it's going to happen, right? I mean, Stanton had a 164 WRC plus through his first 8 games last year. Would you call last year a great year for Giancarlo Stanton? No, right? Yes, last year was not. Garrett Mitchell had a 217. Garrett Mitchell was one of the 15 best hitters in the league. I hope he has a good career. He seems like a good dude, but... Right? Matt Chapman looked like the AL MVP after April. It's a long year. Like, just let the year play out before we start doing the whole, this guy sucks, this guy's good, this guy's cooked, this guy's that. It's trending in certain ways for some guys. Cortez is trending kind of out of the rotation. But trending versus out of the rotation, two completely different things. Rangers looked like they were trending to not play so well after the second half. The Yankees looked like they were trending to play well after they went 2-1 and won, I think, the series after to open the year last year. When they were 2 games behind the Orioles on July 3rd and finished, like, 18 games behind them in the standings right after. You know what I mean? Like, baseball is an evolving sport. You got to give it the whole year. Just give it the whole year. That's my last point.
Yeah, I mean, look, baseball is a game of sample size. And using small sample sizes to justify an opinion can sometimes lead you down the wrong path. However, if you're talking about guys like Juan Soto, who traditionally do it over a larger sample size, you have a little bit more ground to stand on. And Judge every year is very, very freaking good. So I think we can calm the nerves a little bit. And speaking of sample sizes, one of the interesting And look, I'm going to take this with a grain of salt because I think this is primarily being dragged down because of Stanton and Rizzo and Judge all struggling. But the Yankees right now rank 27th in exit velocity and hard hit percentage and 30th in barrel percentage and 29th in pull rate. Are you concerned about these numbers by any means? I am not, because I think that the struggles of those core heart of the order guys have dragged them down. But once we start to see them heat up, I think we're going to alleviate a lot of those concerns. These numbers will skyrocket pretty quickly. I imagine you probably agree with that.
Yeah, I think, you know, over time, like, Judge is going to hit. Judge is going to go on a stretch where he's just going to crush. And then, like, Volpe's going to go cold. Like, that's – Volpe's not hitting 600 this year. Like, if Volpe hits 600, we're talking about the greatest baseball player of all time. That's not happening, right? So, just give it time. Guys are going to heat up. Guys are going to slow down. Are you encouraged by certain things early? Sure. Like, Volpe – dude, this is a really encouraging start for him. This is awesome for him. If he can keep up being – not these numbers, but keep up just having that approach and having this skill set. You know, he's going to have this BABIP drop because it's like 700 and it'll drop to like a more reasonable number. But imagine like a 110 WRC plus from Anthony Volpe this year. That would be huge. That's your leadoff hitter, right? Like we could talk about the leadoff spot. We could talk about all that stuff. If you're going to shuffle anything around the lineup, I would start considering putting Volpe at the top just because I want Gleyber to get going. And I think Gleyber is a lot better in the middle of the lineup. I have always been like a Gleyber should lead off, kind of give him that run. But at this point, it just kind of seems like he just doesn't hit when he's leading off. Like, it's an extensive sample size of that. So I would start buying into that notion. There's a notion where you get enough of a sample size, you can start going, all right, let's shuffle him down a little bit. I think it also deepen the lineup, right? Like, Volpe needs to come up with bigger spots. Volpe and Cabrera, for the most part, too. Like, you, it's not good that they're hitting in the bottom of the lineup while they're hot, because then when, like, the issue becomes that they're not getting at bats enough, and that means that you're not putting out your best hitters. You have like Verdugo coming up in big high leverage situations, and look, I don't want to dog on Verdugo, I don't want to dog on anybody, but dude, how many situations has he come up in where it's like, all right, you can change the game here, and he hasn't come through. Like, he's grounded into double plays, like, in a sense too. Like, a lot of the Yankees are like selling out for contact. Dude, take your A swing. I don't care. 0-1 is better than no one on, two outs. Like, I don't know where this notion started that like it's a good thing to just make contact for the sake of contact in counts where it's not 0-2. In 0-2, yes, you should just try to make contact because, yeah, I mean, striking out is bad, right? Like, that's an out. But it's 0-1 or 1-0 or 1-1 or 2-0. And dude, I'm seeing swings that are like, take your A swing. You see a fastball in the inside part of the plate, get out in front. Crush that baseball, drive that ball to right field, or drive that ball to left field if you're right-handed. I'm not saying that, like, again, this is not an, I don't think the Yankees have an approach issue. I don't think the Yankees have like a skill issue. I mean, it might be like they're just not, like, they're maybe a little too defensive in their at bats, and that's a small thing you change and like, just, hey guys, be a little more aggressive today. But like, yeah, like the veterans, dude, they're Rizzo, Verdugo, Rizzo, Stanton, I said Rizzo twice, Judge, like, step up, like, come on, like, Torres too, like, you gotta start hitting, guys, you know, like, it can't just be the Volpe Cabrera Wells show, you know what I mean? Like, they're taking those kinds of at-bats. When Volpe's up and he sees a pitch to crush, he's lacing a line drive to right field. He's pulling a ball down the line. When Cabrera gets a pitch he wants to hit, he pulls the ball in the air. He does damage. I'm seeing at-bats from those guys where I'm like, that's mature. That's a very mature at-bat. And then I'm seeing the at-bats from the veterans, and I'm like, what are we doing, right? Like, what is going on? Obviously, Soto, I mean, Soto's having a good year. I know he had a couple, like, not good games, but, like, again, he was hitting, like, 700? So, like, he was going to slow down. I need the at-bats from the vets to get better, because they look rough. Like, it's just, it's painful to watch a guy take strike three on a pitch that's down the middle. Like, you're the Bronx Bombers, not the Bronx, oh, I think I could take a pitch here. You're Giancarlo Stanton. You hit a ball a million miles an hour. Hit the ball, right? Like, I think a lot of these pitchers, and Gallen noticed this later in the game, I could just throw pitches in the zone because they're not doing damage there. Pitchers who have not walked the ballpark have had a ton of success against the Yankees because they've been able to just attack the zone, and the Yankees have not been aggressive enough in zone to do damage. You got to do damage. You've got to do damage. You cannot get by on just walking, because some guy, you can't rely on that stuff. I know the zones aren't great. Judge should have had a strikeout turn into a walk. That's not cool, right? Like, that sucks. Cortez had a strikeout taken from him because it should have been strike three, and it ended up turning into a hit. That sucks. Like, that's bad. But you've got to be able to work through that. Like, why are you a 3-2 count in the first place? Because you missed two fastballs in the middle of the zone. Right? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I can acknowledge bad luck, but also say there are pitches where you should not be in a spot where you're reliant on the umpire. Go do damage. That's my message to the veterans. Go do damage. You're great hitters. You all have pop. You can all do damage. You guys aren't the 9-hitter who's playing because the Yankees are battered. You're Aaron Judge. You're Giancarlo Stanton. You're Anthony Rizzo. You're Gleyber Torres. You're Alex Verdugo. Time to start hitting like it, and let's start driving the ball.
Absolutely. So I'm pretty confident, just as you are, the Yankees are going to bounce back and be just fine moving forward. But guys, always happy to hear your thoughts below in the YouTube comments section. Make sure to like and subscribe as always, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.
Perfect.